Mark continues where we left off the last daf and asks, is it accurate that one is not chayav for doing one of the toldos on Shemitah, as the Gemara had just suggested? We have a braisa that dashes the psukim to teach that all toldos that can be done to a vineyard and to a field are also to do during Shemitah. Gemara said they're only also the rabbanon, and the drasha of the pasuk is only nosmach, not a true drasha. In fact, Gemara, the braisa said that hoeing under an olive tree is mutter in Shemitah. However, we have a drasha on the pasuk of that teaches that such hoeing is aser. So Rav Ukiva Chama said there are two types of hoeing. One removes earth from around the tree, which is aser in Shemitah. The other fills the holes around the tree with dirt, which is mutter in Shemitah. Zachtigmar regarding one who plows during Shemitah. There's machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar. One says he would get malchus, the other says he would not get malchus. Maybe we could say that they argue regarding the same statement, regarding the statement of Rav Avin in the name of Rav Elazar, who said that when we have a klalu prat klal, which we normally say comes to include everything similar to the klal into the klal, but where the klal is an asay and the prat is a lois asay, like by Shemitah, where the first pasuk generalizes that the land should be left to rest, which is an asay, and then specifies that sowing and pruning may not be done, which is a lois asay, and then again generalizes with an asay that the land should be left to rest. So he says it's not darshan as a klal prat, the klal should instead be darshan as a klal prat, which is dashing to only include the items specified into the overall generation, only the things of the prat, which would mean that on Shemitah, the land must only rest from sowing and pruning, but all else would be mutter. So maybe the one who says that there is malchus argues and says that we would darshan a klal prat the klal, and therefore all malachas are included in the malchus penalty, whereas the one who says there is no malchus holds that we only darshan the klal prat, and therefore only sowing and pruning are included in the malchus penalty. So Gemara, no. Maybe that all don't hold of the statement of Rabbi Law. The one who says that only these toldos get malchus is because the pasuk makes unnecessary mention of the toldos of pruning and picking to teach that those are the only toldos for which one would receive malchus. In fact, Gemara, we find a braisa that says that one is chayav for all malachas that can be done to a vineyard in a field. Gemara says only the rabbanon. Gemara says when Rav Dimi came to Eretz Yisrael, he said that he heard a braisa that said one might think that one would be chayav malchus for the extension, and the braisa then went on to say that we learn that there is no malchus liability there. However, Rav Dimi did not remember what the teaching was or what was meant by extension. So Rav Elazar said the extension refers to plowing on Shemitah, and the teaching that taught that there is no malchus was the fact that if all toldos carry the malchus penalty, there would be no need for the pasuk to have specified a number of them as carrying the malchus penalty. Rabbi Yochanan said the extension refers to the days that the Chum added on to the work prohibition before Shemitah year begins, and the teaching that taught that there is no malchus is based on the Gemara that will follow soon. In fact, where do we find that there is a prohibition of work on the days before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah? Where it says the Mishnah says that there is machlokes between Mishnah and Hillel with regard to how long before Rosh Hashanah the work prohibition applies for work for the trees. But we all agree that there is some time before Rosh Hashanah where the prohibition does apply. The Mishnah then brings the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon with regard to how long before Rosh Hashanah the work prohibition applies to work on the grain fields. It was said in the name of Bar Kappara that Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin nullified these two work prohibitions prior to Rosh Hashanah, the one for the trees and the one for the grain fields. Rabbi Zeri asked Rabbi Bo, how could Rabbi Gamliel have nullified a halacha put into place by Rosh Hashanah? We learned that a later Bezdin may not nullify the decision of an earlier Bezdin unless they're greater in wisdom and number. So first he was quiet, he didn't answer. Then he said, we must say that Rosh Hashanah initially instituted that their decision may be overturned by a later Bezdin. In fact, we find that this halacha is lam halacha mashmisiyah, not from Rosh Hashanah, so how could it be nullified? Rabbi Yitzchak said, halacha mashmisiyah only prohibited the work for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Bisham Beis Hillel came along at a time before that as well, and they immediately stipulated that their enactment may be nullified, and only their added time, Taka, was nullified by Rabbi Gamliel, but the 30 days before remained intact. Rabbi Akiva the Mishnah learns a 30-day prohibition based on Psukim, which would mean that the time before that is the Halacha L'Mashem Sinai, because if the 30 days are learned from Psukim, then the Halacha L'Mashem Sinai has come to add beyond that, and that so the added time is not from Bisham Beis Hillel. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said that Halacha L'Mashem Sinai allowed the plowing around a young tree in the period before Shemitah, whereas the Pasuk was stated to prohibit the plowing of a mature tree during that 30-day period. Bisham Beis Hillel then added to that time, but allowed for their enactment to be annulled. In fact, if the Halacha L'Mashem Sinai permits the plowing for young trees, wouldn't that automatically teach that plowing for old trees is prohibited? If so, why is the Pasuk needed? I said, we must say that Rabbi Akiva learns the 30-day prohibition from the Pasuk, and Rabbi Yishmael, who argues in Rabbi Akiva, learns it from the Halacha L'Mashem Sinai. The added time, which is before that, was enacted by Bisham Beis Hillel, and they allowed for their enactment to be nullified. Rabbi Yechanan said that Rabbi Gamliel nullified even the Deraisa halacha based on Gzeir Shava of Shemitah to Shabbos, which teaches that just as Shabbos is only Aser on the day itself, Shemitah is also only Aser during the year itself. Rav Ashi asks, how can we say that Gzeir Shava could override a Pasuk or even a halacha L'Mashem Sinai? We must say that Rabbi Gamliel held that the prohibition is based on halacha L'Mashem Sinai, but that only applies while the Beis HaMikdash is in existence. That was the reason that he said that it no longer applies today.